What started out as a local tournament just 8 years ago has grown into an international affair with teams from Hong Kong and New Zealand taking on the local Fijian sides for the big prizes this year. The competition was the brainchild of the Coral Coast Marketing Committee, and founding chairman Jay White says they've more than succeeded in what they set out to do.
To see it grow to where it is now is very humbling. It's great to see so many young men and women be able to apply their trade and show what they are capable of and then earn positions in the national teams. That's a big kick for us as well, because that's what we're really about, providing true player pathways.
For the Hong Kong contingent, they've travelled from the home of the world's most famous sevens tournament to what many regard as simply the home of sevens. And after making it to the semi-finals of the youth competition, team manager Stephen Dow says his players will take a lot from their stay on the Coral Coast.
I think you can see the quality of the teams that are in attendance, and it's obviously a fantastic location as well. Individually, we're perhaps not as naturally gifted as the Fijian guys, but we look to play with a bit of structure and make sure we work as a team to make up for our lack of stature, maybe.
Another of the visiting teams featured young Fijian players who were studying at Wesley College in New Zealand, but with two local players and another with Niue Cook Islands heritage in the lineup. Coach David Garinavalu describes his team as the young barbarians.
We've got two boys, one from Scots and one from Rotorua. And we picked up two local boys, one from Nawaka and one from Navodhi. It's a good way to get our flavour mixing in and making sure that we can put combinations together. It's an eye-opener for our boys particularly. If you want to learn about sevens, Fiji is where you come to learn about sevens and have a taste of what real sevens and open rugby is about. Yeah.
The ultimate seal of approval for the Coral Coast event is the players it has unearthed, some of whom have gone on to Olympic glory, names that just roll off Jay White's tongue as the next group of potential stars strut their stuff out on Lawonga Park.
We've seen players like Semi Kunitani, Busai Domalailai, Jerry Tuai and Vili Mata come through from the Coral Coast to be selected by the national team. That gave us a great kick seeing so many of those guys represent Fiji at the Olympics. And what's happening now with the youth, I think we're seeing the next generation of gold medalists, which is very exciting.
And some of those stars might emerge from the Wesley team, who made it all the way to the youth final, only to go down in extra time to the defending champions, Tuva Youth.
That's a beautiful guy. What a way to end the final of the youth tournament of the Coral Coast Sevens. Tuva ending out Wesley College in the last moment of the game.
A vote of approval from Waisali Serevi himself, and now it's onwards and upwards to the men's and women's finals over the next 2 days.